The topic of television has been beat to death. Oh, as my homeschooling wife would say, has been beaten to death. She's always there to correct me, just like my ninth grade grammar teacher, Miss O'Connor. I've been living with Miss O'Connor for the last 23 years. I did that terrible. Terribly. I hear this little voice. Terribly. And typically, it's my 7-year-old daughter correcting me because she hangs around my 23-year-long Miss O'Connor grammar teacher wife. Miss O'Connor was cute. I had the biggest crush on her. I was 15. She was 22. Oh, I thought she was old. I thought she should have had a walker. Miss O'Connor. All the guys liked her. We tried hard in English because of Miss O'Connor. And wouldn't you know it, Mr. Wiles, that 27-year-old mathematics teacher, started hanging around our classroom. We noticed it too. Don't think we didn't give him the evil eye. Moving in on our turf. Yep. Then he went and married Miss O'Connor and got her to be Mrs. Wiles. Took us a long time to get over that one. Anyway, television. Beaten to death. All of the drawbacks. You know the obvious ones? Crude, coarse, heavily, horridly sexual. And I use horridly sexual together on purpose. Violent. Immoral. You know, there are so many ways that television misshapes our kids and a character. Well, this article from Catholic Exchange, I guess it's called The Edge. He says, a guy's name is Tom Purcell. Ah, yes. You sum up America's fascination with fame and celebrity. Both are explored in Fame Junkies, an interesting new book by Jake Halpern, Fame Junkies. Did you know that more people watch American Idol than all three network news broadcasts combined? Well, there's a upside to that. The news network broadcasts are slipping towards ideology, and they're slipping towards their own view of life, but it would still be better to watch the news than American Idol. I've never seen American Idol, ever, ever. I don't even know what channel it's on. According to a study by Harvard and the Kaiser Family Foundation, 31% of teens are convinced they will be famous. Now, for those of you who watch American Idol and don't know how to do math, that's almost a third. The kids believe that they are entitled to fame. It will solve all their problems. After I get my mug in the tube, that waitress at the diner will finally go out with me. Jake Halpern interviewed 653 middle school students in Rochester, New York. He asked them if they'd rather be a personal assistant to a celebrity or a corporate CEO, an Ivy League president, a Navy SEAL, or a U.S. senator. All right, there's your choices. Personal assistant to a celebrity or corporate CEO, Ivy League president, Navy SEAL, or a U.S. senator. 44% of girls chose celebrity assistant. Something is giving them the desire for that kind of life goal. When given the option of becoming famous, beautiful, stronger, or smarter, boys chose fame almost as often as intelligence. Well, we already got the intelligence. I could understand that. Girls chose fame more often than intelligence. What is shaping our children? If you let your kids watch this stuff, it's going to shape them. Evidence right in front of you. It's going to shape them. You may say to yourself, yeah, but, you know, this is benign stuff I'm letting them watch. I mean, American Idol, just a bunch of people singing. Yeah? Well, it is a bunch of people singing. But look at the message. Be cool. Go for stardom. Whatever it takes. Hit stardom. That's what you want. That's what TV does, guys. That's what it does. The book said two types of kids long for fame the most. Those raised by parents who taught them they were the center of the universe, and those who were underappreciated by their parents. Now, I got to believe most of you folks listening to this program are not the kind of people who would underappreciate your kids. I haven't done any surveys of my listening audience of 12, but I got to believe that you probably average 3-point-something number of children, much higher than the American average. So I would suspect you don't underappreciate your kids. But you may unwittingly teach your children they are a little too important in the overall rotation of the universe. Anything else here? Yeah. He says this. Ah, the good old days. We weren't permitted to compete in kickball, but everybody got a trophy. Ain't that the truth? My favorite example of this kind of specialness run amok. Some years ago, I had friends who had a granddaughter in a local elementary school. They had end of the year competition, track and field type stuff. Everybody got a trophy because everybody breathed. Everybody could walk. Everybody didn't trip 5 times an hour. So everybody got a trophy. Their little granddaughter gave the trophy back to the teacher, telling the teacher, I didn't win this. I didn't win anything. That's okay. I really don't want this trophy. Now, if I were the teacher, I would have probably, this is me, in a very manly sense, this is, started crying, hugged this little girl and said, where did you get this kind of maturity? I want to talk to the grown-ups in your life. I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know what you're like. If you've got any kind of spray chemicals that you're using to give you this kind of maturity, let me know. We'll put them in a bottle. We'll make millions. No. That's not what the teacher said. The teacher contacted the parents with concerns about the daughter, with concerns about her self-esteem, with concerns that she didn't see enough of herself value-wise to accept a trophy. She gave it back. What is with this girl? What's wrong with her? My favorite example of the whole self-esteem movement run amok. A-M-U-C-K. Amok. What else here? Oh, this guy closes the article by saying this. It makes me realize how lucky I was to grow up as I did. We had only 3 television channels and no celebrity shows were on. I was part of a big family. We learned to share and laugh and be considerate of each other's, or else. And I love this line. Narcissistic behavior would have gotten us grounded for months. Good for your parents.